Hi, everybody. My name's Paul Warren, associate trainer with Raising the Bar. And here we are with Sheep Dip again. And here I am with Chris.
Hi, Paul.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Well, that's important. So I wanted to touch on a topic that we actually haven't. I don't think we've even mentioned in previous episodes of Sheep Dip. The topic of celebration. I wanted to draw attention to the fact that in the events that our clients have, there's an awful lot of success. There's an awful lot of learnings along the way. But in the end, they triumph, generally speaking. And one of the things that's quite enlightening, really, is the way that teams celebrate that success. So, Chris, what is the most bizarre way that you've seen some of those clients celebrate the success of getting the sheep into the pen at the end of the exercise?
The most visually impactful is where they go running around the field like a lap of honour and going past their colleagues, high-fiving and, you know, really running and yooping and doing all those things. That's the real expression of achieving a difficult task.
And it is difficult, though, isn't it? It is difficult.
It's difficult because everybody has to work together. Those sheep are constantly looking for any gaps. They don't like being trapped. And therefore, yeah, wide open space is where they'd much rather be.
So the celebration is very important, as in any workplace scenario. We're not very good at blowing our own trumpets and celebrating. You know, we're very coy at that sort of thing. But I think it's part and parcel of this particular day, isn't it, in more ways than one. So what do you think? How important is it in your estimation as a summary of the day to celebrate their success?
I think you can tell a lot by the team and how they celebrate, from how well they naturally gel together. You know, again, it's like the simple conversation, how are you? And they give the response. It's whether the people actually stop and listen. And I think when you celebrate, it's a way of just thanking people for their team effort, for that collective working together to achieve a target. And actually, the more they celebrate, the more, you know, they'll take lasting learnings from the day into their workplace.
The celebration is a summary of the effort that they put in and a way of saying thank you and appreciation for all the efforts. But also, because sometimes it's exhausting, isn't it? And they've worked really hard to this point. Do you think it's important that they all celebrate together?
I think it's really important that they do celebrate together, acknowledge everybody's activity. You know, because that actually is the number one thing. Everybody had to play a part in getting the sheep in the pen. And even though if some people are less able than others, that can be just observing, coming up with ideas. Not everybody's going to be a fit athlete. Actually, what it is everybody has that role to play. And celebrating really just appreciates, it's a way of thanking everybody for playing full out.
And I think that's important. When that comes together and that expression of celebration is complete and honest, it summarizes the whole day. But I have seen the task being completed where that celebration was very subdued and a bit disconsolate. What was that about? Just explain to me what your interpretation of that was.
I always remember one client coming along to me and saying, this simple phrase, what's the easiest way to do something? And actually, sometimes easy doesn't give for a good celebration. When everything's so easy and it comes to you easily, you don't tend to celebrate that easy achievement. You know, I think with sheep farming, life can go very easily, very well. And all of a sudden you hit the barriers and you're going, whoa, that took me up. I mean, often when you get a disease or a challenge or weather, you know, so we, you know, a dry period, you get lack of grass, you're still trying to finish the animals, you're still trying to do them well. And then you might take them to market and the price is down, or it might be sky high. You know, all those things, if you don't celebrate the little successes, the big success at the end isn't necessarily always there. Does that make sense to you? So, I mean, for sheep farming, it's very much celebrating the steps along the way.
That's a very important point. Celebrating the processes and the journey rather than the end success is also quite important. That'll bring us on to another topic in a minute. But you mentioned that if it's too easy, I think there's a parallel here. If you take things for granted, that, yeah, of course you can do this. Well, you know, why wouldn't you be able to do this? And you do it. You sometimes don't appreciate what it is you've done. But also, if there aren't people who play full out and there aren't people who are contributing as much as they could, sometimes that celebration is held back and not as good as it could be because the team know that it wasn't a team effort. It was because of X or Y or a couple of key players. And often in society, in the workplace, there is always a number of key players. And so the celebration as a unit, as a complete team, is vital. But it does need the contribution of everybody to achieve that. Otherwise, it diminishes the celebration in some way. Have you seen that where there is, I'm going to say this, it's pretty cruel, I guess, but you know, there are obvious passengers in the event and they subtract from the celebration at the end? Is that possible?
Oh, very much so. I mean, again, if you've got somebody who's very negative and doesn't contribute very much, you'll always see them at the end not really celebrating as much as people who've invested a lot in the day. It just becomes clear very quickly. They'll always stand at the back, sort of only just possibly shake a hand, or they don't really celebrate. Whereas the people who really do play full out and key person really does celebrate their success.
Have you ever come across the team that's already planned their celebration before they've started the event?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, is because, you know, that touches on the topic I'm going to slightly introduce in a minute called praise and recognition. But if you were giving some advice to the team that are going to embark on this event in the future, we've discussed many things: leadership, planning, communications, all sorts of different aspects of all of those things. But celebration would be one of those things that you would highlight, is look, you've got to celebrate the successes both along the journey and towards the end. How important, in a nutshell, is celebration to the pre-thinking of the whole event? How does it set the scene?
Well, often what you find is when they're walking out to the field, they will assume that this task is relatively easy to do and will almost be ahead of themselves, thinking, well, this will take about 10 minutes to get the sheep in the pen and we'll be celebrating. And we know that it's because you're looking at professionals getting the sheep in the pen that actually when they realise they're doing it, it takes a lot of effort to get there. But my point is that actually they go and congregate round the pen because they can see the sheep walking in and closing the gate and celebrating. What they haven't done is to understand how they get the sheep anywhere near the pen.
Celebrating at the end, near the pen, that's a bit like rewarding a dog for being a good dog. You do it in the moment.
Yeah.
Now that's interesting because that leads us nicely into praise. Elements of praise through this process of moving sheep from one end of a field into a pen. Is it rare? Is the praise along the way for individuals or effort from individuals, does it get missed in the process?
It depends on the group, really, Paul. Sometimes some groups are really good to praise and to acknowledge steps along the way. Other groups, it is totally missed. They need a lot more leadership into going, right, okay, we've achieved this, summarize what we've done, and to take the group on like that. So it's very much reliant on leadership style or how the group interacts with each other. But often what you notice is the energy level, if after the initial enthusiasm getting out in the field, thinking, great, this is the task, this is what we're going to do, the energy starts to wane because they are not getting success. And the groups which can level out that bar of energy level, if you think of it as a graph, you know, the graph dips when there is less achievement. And so actually you find that the people who can give praise, even though that success, we say success is getting the sheep in the pen, if we say that is success, but the people who can see that we move the sheep from one end of the field to the other, we just failed to stop in the middle where the pen was. Yeah. You know, that attitude, rather than just going, well, we didn't get them anywhere near close.
So do you think there's some correlation between, because a lot of this is encouragement, there's a fine distinction, I guess, somewhere, I mean, a brain bigger than mine would be able to answer that, between encouragement and praise. But is there a correlation between the energy levels in the event and the amount of praise and encouragement coming along?
I would say you can definitely track praise and encouragement and energy levels. Yeah, there is a graph which you could draw. You know, as the energy levels drop, they'll either drop even further because there is no praise or no recognition, no forethought, and it will continue to drop. And the lower it drops, the higher the gain when achieving getting the sheep in the pen. For me, personally, I'd much rather see a lesser dip. Because by giving praise, going, okay, we just failed to stop the sheep. Now you've changed the thought of how do we stop the sheep by the pen.
Energy is a huge part of the success process of this. And, you know, it's very difficult to even imagine achieving this particular task if you don't have a lot of energy. Fields are quite big. The sheep are quite active. You've got to cover a lot of ground. So you need a lot of energy, but not just physical energy, you need a lot of emotional energy to connect with your colleagues and to communicate with them. And praise doesn't have to come from any one particular person, does it? And that's something that we've seen. We do see it a lot, where people are encouraging and praising for jobs well done, you know, getting one particular event I saw was somebody trying to get the sheep from behind the hedge, you know, actually in the hedge with the sheep and, you know, flushing them out. And that was, you know, a job that needed doing, you know, people applauded is a good form of praise and recognition in that case. But there is a correlation, I think, from the energy, the praise and the recognition, but it's not just of the whole event. It's vital to have it along each step of the journey, whatever those milestones may be, whether it's moving them, getting going, getting in the right direction, stopping them, starting them, turning them, getting one or two in the sheep pen, you know, and stuff like that. So praise is vital.
On an everyday note in the sheep world, you know, if you give somebody praise while doing a job, and I can just think of shearing, for instance, saying, wow, you're doing a fantastic job there, you're moving the sheep well, or you're shearing really well, or you're taking the wool really away, you just look at them step up and go even faster. If you don't give any praise, it just stays the same. If anything, it gets a little bit slower because they get a little bit dehydrated or lack of energy after a long day. It's hard work to keep performing at that high level. So by just in that sheep world of just giving a bit of praise, but it has to be heartfelt. It has to be genuine once you've been working that hard.
And there's many ways to praise people. And I think that's a topic that we can go into at another time maybe, but, you know, recognizing people's effort and contribution and praising them, there's many different ways, but you would have a working dog normally to do this particular exercise, and you're constantly praising and rewarding, whether it's just by a look, a feel, a whistle, you know, a pat or a treat, you know, it is so many different ways. And so a huge element of the overall performance of the team. But there I have seen when it's been lackluster, I've also seen when it's been the thing that's carried them through to victory and success. So it's a huge element of the praise. So celebration is important because you want to celebrate the successes, no matter how small. And praise is important because it's what keeps us going. And what keeps us going, that's an interesting segue. I'm not trying to make this up, but the world has changed, Chris. The world is changing all the time around us. So I just want to draw to attention the fact that we're not shy to the fact that the world has changed. The workplace has changed. People are working from home a lot more than they used to. People's working environments are completely different. How are we responding, Chris, in that episode, in these new times that are ahead of us? What can Raising the Bar do to help deliver a better attitude and approach and team spirit for people?
I think the real important thing, I think there's going to be a big connection with people actually want to physically get together. And being outside, we know, is the safest area to be in. And a safe area where we can actually see people interact in an adventure zone has to be one of the better things to do.
I think there's an element of safety for sure. And I think that what Raising the Bar does is very safe. And you're saying it's in the perfect environment. And people can maintain distance. They can celebrate in the right sort of ways. But also there's an element of connection that it brings to people that are starting to lose that connection other than electronically or digitally over Zoom and other platforms, for example, with meetings and stuff like that. So that connection, that bringing people together in a safe environment, is something that Raising the Bar can do very, very well. But that connection is vital when it comes to building a team, no matter what the task. If that isn't available during the normal working environment, team performance potentially has the opportunity to dip. So, Chris, in terms of what we're facing going forward, do you think our response is timely and has something really positive to offer?
I really do, Paul, because it's not so much the relationships we've had so far with the team and the people around us. It's when you start introducing new people, new teams, or different scenarios that you need to be able to build on the capital of those strong relationships. You know, to really understand, you can get so much from Zoom and all the other meetings which are happening over the internet, but there's nothing like being actually physically with somebody safely to be able to really express yourself and to really understand how we're going to get through.
You can achieve so much more efficiency with the digital platforms these days. But where we were previously relying on face-to-face and taking it for granted, and I think that's the difference, you know, now we can't. So if you can achieve the efficiency and layer that with another element of deepening and of understanding of either people or task or environment or their or issues or performance or communication, you just deepen things by that connection. And if there's a safe place to do that in a team building exercise, then we have that solution. But I think it's not be teaching a team to be more effective, it's teaching a team to be more than effective. It deepens every single element of the process when you do it in a face-to-face environment. So I don't think Zoom or other platforms will by any means diminish, but I think that they will be able to be enhanced. And this is a safe way. You mentioned about new members of a team coming in. How do they integrate? If it's just digitally, it's very difficult. Whereas if you bring people together, there is that third person element. This, you know, the sum of the parts is much greater. So I know we offer that. And I think everybody, every single client that we've had through our events would say that team building process has definitely happened. You know, it's almost unbelievable. You bring disparate people together from all over an organization. All of a sudden, within a day, they are performing as a team, achieving a task, and they are much closer, either in friendship or understanding of their roles and, you know, the disciplines or the new task. They are so much closer than they were when they started the day. I think that's 100% guaranteed. What do you think, Chris?
I definitely think they do get together. You know, there's that gelling which comes together, which for new people is so important. You know, for the new team, we often see new teams, and by the end of the day, they have really gelled together, understood the deeper meaning of what we're trying to achieve here, how we're going to deal about it, and to give that focus, that enjoyment, understanding, all of those elements come together. We're going to see more and more challenges. You know, I think often it's the unwritten things, the unsaid things, which gets ironed out in the field, because it's that level playing field for most people.
And literally in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much goes unseen or unwritten or unnoticed in normal life when you're really in the same environment with somebody else. But we've talked about a lot of things. This is quite a deep podcast, this one. Celebration and praise, two key topics of, you know, how we perform and how we succeed and how we set the scene for the next event. Praise is one of my specialities. I love that particular topic. The changing workplace, which I think is going to continue to evolve, and how we can respond at raising the bar. And I know that we've got more podcasts coming down the line in the months ahead. So there'll be a little bit of a change. There'll be some guest speakers that we're going to have where we can start to incorporate different elements of what we see in the day, you know, the well-being, the balance, the communications, the psychology, understanding praise, recognition. They may be topics that we would explore as well. But I just wanted to set the scene for our listeners, Chris, to say, look, it's not just going to be you and me. There'll be other people that are going to contribute to this process, because I think it genuinely is a wide open team effort.
Very true, Paul. I mean, we draw on a lot of people's experience. That's the point. We want to hear from them, to hear what they've got to say, how they're seeing the challenges and their strengths, and how we can incorporate that all the way through.
It's going to be a super exciting bunch of podcasts coming up. I hope everybody's enjoyed listening to the podcast that they've had to date. If you want to check out what's going to happen in the future, what has happened in the past, you know, just check us out on our social media platforms at Raising the Bar. But Chris, it's been a wonderful pleasure once again, and very enlightening as always to talk to you and to get your views. So without further ado, goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me. Thank you, Paul.
Cheers.